Hector Anchondo was standing on Beale Street in Memphis, surrounded by blues clubs with their doors thrown open, and bands competing across the street from one another, when he made an unexpected connection.
I noticed that Beale Street looked exactly like the Old Market in Omaha. So it was an easy connection to make, and the Old Market needs to have a blues festival or jazz and blues kind of a thing down there because it would fit perfect.
Anchondo was there for the International Blues Challenge. He had just won the Nebraska Blues Challenge the year before, which earned him the trip. Music had always been part of his life. He sang before he ever picked up a guitar, got his first guitar at 16, and taught himself mostly through books and listening, with a few essential classes along the way from a UNO jazz instructor named Brad Thompson. But it was that walk down Beale Street that gave him an idea he couldn't shake. Omaha's Old Market had the same bones, it just needed the music. He brought the idea to a friend, Emily Cox, who had a talent he didn't, organizing festivals. Together in 2015, they built the first In the Market for Blues. Around the same time, Anchondo stumbled onto something that made that idea feel less like an idea and more like an unfinished business.
Omaha had like a booking agency hub for like all the jazz greats, you know, like Charlie Parker, I think, played in Omaha and probably was booked by a booking agency through Omaha. And it also surprised me too, because it was like, why isn't Omaha wearing that history more on Omaha's sleeve?
11 years later, the festival, not run by the Blues Society of Omaha, has grown into a full weekend, with multiple shows happening at once across the Old Market, the Capital District, and the Holland Center. Anchondo says the format itself is part of the appeal.
You get to create your own adventure with the schedule, and then you get to jump around, and one band you might be able to catch 30 minutes, but you might have to head out before they're done to catch the last 30 minutes or last hour of another band that you're wanting to catch. It's a fun opportunity to discover new music or also see that band that you really like.
This year's festival runs Friday through Sunday, with the bulk of it landing on Saturday, August 1st. Anchondo will play his own set, then join a blues guitar supergroup called Kings of Blues.
It's going to be a really guitar-heavy event, so any folks that like a lot of guitar, like that's one they're going to want to catch.
What began with one guitarist noticing a resemblance between two streets has grown into a festival celebrating Omaha's place in the blues tradition. Anchondo hopes that the Old Market can one day be mentioned alongside Beale and Bourbon Streets. In the Market for Blues runs July 31st through August 2nd. More information is available at omahablues.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.